in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, and we're talking about unwrapping Jesus prophetically and apostolically. And it will do some things in your life if you listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. In Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. 9:6-7. Prophetic mean foretold. Apostolic mean unfold. Foretold and unfold. See, the telling about it is great, but the unfolding of it in your life is greater. Okay. We're going to look at such words in the spiritual sense, such words as government, king. Let's say it this way. King, kingdom, governor, government. All of these things are spiritual terms that the church must be aware of to grasp the privilege that God has given us in the Christian walk. I can't see it no more prophetical here than Isaiah 9, 6, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. I want you to look at this, breathing on it. It's so prophetical and it's so clear. But there are dimensions there. There are dimensions. What I said is what?
Dimensions
there in the spirit world. If you don't pay close enough attention, you'll be distracted by the noise and not really seeing exactly what God has done for you at this moment. And so your personal thing, when you're dealing with personal thing, when you're dealing with challenges in your life or assignment in your life, you will not know how to carry them out if you don't get the whole picture. And I think that's what Satan's job has been, is to block the whole picture and get us into a seasoning and not into the spirit. Okay? We're walking together there, right? I'm not going to be long. We're walking together, right? The spirit is the important part. And this verse, when the Lord, I was praying, the Lord showed me this verse. I read this verse many times. Actually, in my Bible, they talk about the birth of the Prince of Peace. In my Bible, the birth of the Prince of Peace. And it could easily change a holy day into a holiday. And so the significance of the realm of the spirit never be touched. The emphasis will be on the holiday and not the holy day. And so you'll miss the major part the Lord been wanting us to see. Now in these verses, the sixth verse, to the first comma, what it says, until a child is born. You can't stay there. On the 30th of this month, Brother Ray be 90 years old. They're not going to celebrate his cradle, celebrate him as a baby, but all the experience this man got after 90 years, all the things he have seen, all the places he have been, all the challenges he've dealt with all these years, and now you're going to celebrate him as a baby? You go talk with him. You start talking with him. You talk with him as a baby, and he can tell you something. He's been here all these years. I mean, you accidentally learned something all these years. But if you don't see him as a 90-year-old man, you miss who he really is, talking to him like you're talking to a 19-year-old boy. And you miss the benefit. Because if you talk to him disrespectful, he's not going to tell you nothing. Because you really don't know who he is. You really don't know how long he's been here. So why we keep celebrating Jesus as a little boy? That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to stay at the manger and never go to the cross. For unto us a child is born. Thank God he was born. Hallelujah. But he born, I'm getting this right now, as a birther. He born as a birther because in his birth, he brought other births with him. Jesus really don't celebrate his birthday. Got too much going on right now. We celebrate ours too much. For unto us a child is born, just shift into the next statement now. Yes. Whoa, that's a long distance between those two sisters. Right. My God. That's a long distance between a cradle and a cross. He wasn't given to us in the cradle. Wouldn't do no good. He didn't give him to us. God said, yeah, my son. What good that would have done? Adam and turn the lights out. Are you see what I'm saying? So until a child is born, now it's prophetical. Isaiah, we know we're around the gospel. Isaiah is telling us this ahead of time. For until a child is born, until a son is given. That's two different things now, a child born and a son given. Suppose I stay in the child born zone and never get in the son given zone. That's why Satan wants us. He wants us in the child born zone. He don't want us in the son given zone. Because then our anointing rise. Right. Yes, then we become like him.
Yes,
not no little baby in a manger, but handling the soul of the spirit with power and conviction and anointing.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I could stay there a long time, but I'm not. Until a child is born and a son is given. Two different things. How many see that's two different things?
Yes.
Oh, you're just saying that to me now. Let me read it again. Come on now, come on. For unto us a child is a child. The next step is not a child. It's someone who have come to some type of maturity. He's not in the cradle no more. See, he dealt with various people who tried to stop him. And so we have to know how to function not only in the child, but we have to know how to function as the son function.
Yes.
If not, I'll call your attention to something that will alert you and make you aware of how dynamic this is. In Galatians chapter 4, turn there. You'll find something that will address these two statements. Woo, Lord, I see, Lord. You'll find something that will address stepping from child stage to sonship in the spirit. Say in the spirit.
In the spirit.
Yeah, from being a child in the spirit to becoming a real son, a daughter in the spirit. In other words, acts of maturity. In the spirit.
Yes.
So if we cannot shift in this prophetical word from a child to a son, look what has happened to us in Galatians chapter 4,
yes,
verse 1.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Look what happened. Now, look with me now. Look what happened. Look what happened to us. We remain defeated. We remain incomplete. We remain, we can't function as we should function because we don't know, we don't have enough maturity to function there. So all of our stuff is laying over here. But we can't get to it. All of our blessings, because you see, you're still a child. You haven't grown to a son. And so now your inheritance is sitting right there, but you don't know how to touch it. You out there working four jobs, trying to make it happen. Because as long as you're a child, you can't receive in the spirit world. Notice how I say that, in the spirit world. You can't remain a child spiritually. You have to grow. You have to mature. You have to know what's sacred. What's holy, and how to set yourself apart to receive from God. Say, I'm receiving.
I'm receiving.
All right, lift your hand. Pray in the spirit a few moments. We're not going to be long this morning, but I just want to get yourself in a position to receive. We're not just having a talk here. We're not just going through a transition. You're shifting from a child to a son. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, listen. You read in Galatians chapter 4, 1 through 6, it's going to show you the transition of Isaiah 9, those two statements, because we're about to go to another grave place in Isaiah prophetically, from a child to a son to government. Go back to Isaiah 9. There's a government here that you, as a child, you won't be able to walk in. See, may the Holy Spirit grace put a governor on your life this morning. To know that there's no power that can stop you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No power can stop you. So you got Galatians 4, 1 through 6. I don't have time. You go through it. But you can see the comparison of remaining in the first part of Isaiah 9, 6, and just seeing him as a child. You'll never experience him as a son. All right? Now, listen with me. Go back to Isaiah 9. I wrote a statement. Don't miss Christ. He's what Christmas is all about. Now, verse 6 again. For unto us a child is born, right? Then he says, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. In other words, he's in a position to rule everything. But he put you in a position to rule everything that come in your life. There's an anointing on your life that can rule everything that come in your life. I said there's an anointing in your life that you can rule everything that come in your life that is not from him. You know that things try to be put in your life that's not from him, right? Huh? And you know nobody else can stop it from coming in your life but you? Do you know just because I'm here and just because we're here and I'm preaching and you sitting there listening and you got your Bible, that ain't going to stop it? Do you know if you're not paying attention to what the Spirit of God is saying to you right now, that you're going to be the same way when you leave than you were as you were when you came? Do you know his desire is to solid the church and get us mixed in with the rest of the crowd? But we're different. I'm saved. Say, I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I got the Word of God in me. I can make a difference in any situation, at any time, anywhere. If I'm there, a difference can be made because I know who I am, and that son live on the inside of. And I heard the Spirit of God say to have you say this, I won't settle for nothing no more that God didn't send me. Say it again. I won't sell her for nothing anymore that God didn't send me.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
In other words, I will discern it and I will take government over it. In the Spirit.
In the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Listen to this.
Yes, sir.
Shocking news come to hell this morning. Because as you're hearing, your positioning is changing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
The authority that the Holy Spirit is aiming to put on you right now is this will not happen because I'm here. This will happen because I'm here. You are called to speak on Jesus' behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
Same anointing. Same power,
same
Father,
same
heaven,
same
backing me up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God.
Glory.
This is not just your Merry Christmas. This is your miracle Christmas. This is when you're going to start having miracles in your life. Yes, yes. Miracle after miracle gonna happen in your life. If you follow instruction, the spirit of miracle have landed in your place. This is the best Christmas you ever had. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Lord.
What kind of government? What are you talking about? Government. You know the church don't supposed to be in politics? Normal politics? No. I don't supposed to be bringing nobody up here talking about vote for this senator. vote for this president. It's about the president, the Lord of Lords, and the King of Kings. That's all this pulpit is supposed to be about.
That's right.
I don't care who the police jury. I don't care who the sheriff is. Our old ruler sheriff. When he's not right. Pray for the police, but don't preach police. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying, sir. Thank you. All right. The government should be up on the shoulder. I got to move. Government should be on the shoulder. His name should be called. What is happening wonderful in your life? It did not say his name should be called worry. Let me preach up in here. Every time worry come up, you should say wonderful. I bet you worry can't stay in the room with wonderful. You just got to have faith to say wonderful. This is going to work out wonderful. Counselor. The mighty God.
That's it.
The everlasting Father.
Yes.
The Prince of Peace.
Yes.
If you just say those names sometime, say the Prince of Peace is here. You see, all hell have broken out physically and mentally and relationship-wise, but you stand up and say, the Prince of Peace is here. Because he is. He in me. The Prince of Peace in me. The mighty God in me. Right now. I don't have to feel him, I know him. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. So how you lose your peace when something come up? And he says, there shall be no end. You've been pulled on the other side. Only faith can keep you on this side. Not feeling. Not facts. Only faith can keep you on that side.
Yes,
everything I'm talking about is faith.
Yes,
that's why I give you faith. See, faith break all the gaps and all the things that look like they're not going right. Faith keep you in the same place.
Yes,
faith knows it can't lose.
Yes.
There's a promise for every dilemma you're dealing with.
Yes.
Anytime a dilemma comes in your life, there's a promise. Say right there to handcuff it. Can't happen here. Go look on my death in that briefcase. There's a black pad. I don't know if we took it out. The enemy's job is to get you stuck at the cradle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the cradle is connected to the cross.
Wow.
Stick with the baby and not see why the baby will come here. I have all kinds of decoration in my yard. I got a manger and Jesus and a shepherd. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, put a cross up. and set it right by that manual. And I watch the lookers now. When they get to that cross, they throw on brakes. They never seen that cross with the manual. I'm going to give you a few things, and I'm going to close in a minute. But take this in your note. The cradle, the cross, and the covenant. Birth, the blood, and the benefits. Do you know how much this day cost me? God said, do you know how much this day cost me? This day cannot be turned into a cheap worldly day. Do you know how much this day cost me? This is not the time for men's opinion. No, this is your day of dominion. Don't let them decide how this day is going to come out in your life. You let me decide. You and I decide that you are to dominate because my son live on the inside of you. Look at this. The power, authority, and anointing in this day reside on the inside of you. Yes, sir. Snapping the whole picture, it is finished. Every transaction that comes in your life is already finished on your behalf. Give you three words. I want you to get them. And they're going to come on your life today.
Yes, sir.
Celebration.
Right.
Acceleration.
Uh-huh.
And elevation come to your life today. Oh, you, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this one.
Come on.
I'm sharing it while I'm preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Come on.
Since you here today, you become Christmas.
Yeah.
I heard him say that. You become Christmas. You become the cradle. You're the one carrying the cross on the inside of you. You're the one carrying the resurrection. You're the one carrying the Holy Ghost. No, the sign not Christmas, the tree not Christmas, but Christ in me, I'm Christmas. To give glory to God. Everywhere I go, everything I do, everything I say, everything I go through, I come out resurrected. Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm the tree. So from this day forward, it can't be just December 25th. It's going to be January because he's in me. Christ in me. The hope of glory. He's alive.
He's alive.
Oh, yeah, he's alive. Where are you alive at?
In me.
In me.
In me.
And I'm wrapping him every day.
Yes.
Him and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and I are unwrapping him every day. I see something fresh every day. I see something new every morning. When you spend time with him, he unwraps himself in you. Power and glory and victory and peace and joy. Every day. I don't need no doggone song. I sing my own song. Glory, glory, glory. That's my song. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord been good to me. Anybody else? Keep it holy. Keep it happy. And keep my son in honor at all times. So, like I said, celebration is great, but remember, acceleration is greater. For in him, you are constantly in the mode of elevation. This day is not just merry. This day is mighty, miraculous. Mercy, grace, and love are belonging in your presence this day. Mm-hmm. Woo! Give me 10 minutes. 27. Katalalapa, yeah, yeah. Sit down, I'm going to go real fast. When they're going to come sing, y'all singing creeping along?
Come on,
I'm going to go real fast now.
Yes, sir.
The real tree is the cross.
Say that.
1 Corinthians 1:30.
Yes, sir.
The real gift is Jesus, John 3:16.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, glory to God.
The spirit of Christmas is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
1 John 5:8. This is not about a season, but a Savior.
Yes, sir.
Seeing the whole picture.
Yes, sir.
John 1:14.
Yes, sir.
It's time to shout out joy to the world, for the life and light have come.
Yes.
Luke 2:10.
Yes.
Y'all can study when y'all get home. This day, release the supernatural in a special way that cannot be denied. Don't settle for just a day.
No.
Keep praising Jesus in every way.
Yes.
The key to Christmas is worship. Matthew 2:1-2, I didn't get to it. You know, the governor, the natural governor, heard that another governor was coming. The natural king heard another king was coming. We're about to take over everything. And so he wanted to know where he was coming so he can kill him. But the Lord told the men, go another way. Don't go tell him nothing. That's Matthew 2. Put that in your note. Read that with Isaiah 9:5, 6, and 7. Celebrating Jesus shake the world system up. For this is a holy day, not a holiday.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, oh, Christian, it is all they can't think about nothing else. All they won't think about that. False worship must be discerned. We welcome Jesus to the continuously birth the will of the Father through us. The kingdom, power, and the glory was manifested on this day. Three things: kingdom, power, and glory. A new governor is born.
Yes, sir.
Bringing forth a new government.
Yes, sir.
That will glorify God.
Glory to God. That's good for
Oh, wow. You know, I could let y'all went home real mirror, but I'm going to have to say this to you now. One of the ways to miss Jesus, trying to be your own king. If Jesus can't rule over you, you can't celebrate Christmas. There are real worshipers and false worshipers, but you know the truth. May I read this in close?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't miss Christ. He's what Christmas is all about. If your celebration is about Jesus and his birth, you are a partaker of his birth. You're really excited and celebrating every day of your life, not just today. I haven't put him down in 48 years. For no birthday, no holiday, nothing. Mom did, dad did, dog did, I don't know what day it is. I know it's his day. This gift of Jesus is never fully open. Because things just keep coming out of him.
Yes. Keep on giving.
Jesus is God revealing his love to us. Unlimited grace is release. Unlimited hope is release. Unlimited joy is release. Wait a minute, I get this next one because somebody's going to need it. Unlimited possibilities. Listen what he says. A whole lot of you listening?
Yes.
Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
And no matter what age you are now, I looked at them young girls, no matter what age you are, listen to what I'm saying. A whole lot of things have been hitting and holding you back. I'm taking them off your back right now. Feel free by faith to go places you have never gone before in life. Feel free to go places. It seemed so non-emotional. It seemed so insignificant. But in him,
yes, sir.
What I was told about being in him this morning is not about a feeling.
Right.
It's something that the Holy Spirit, like a computer, going to be to recall in your life in such a way, in a scenario that you come in, that going to say, remember that?
Yes.
Power going to come.
Yes.
And you're going to walk right on it.
Yes, sir.
So feel free by faith to go places you've never gone before in your life. Because it's happening right now.
Yes,
prophetically foretold, apostolically unfold, unwrapping Jesus prophetically and apostolically. He's King, Governor, and Lord of Lord. Stand on your feet. Lift your hand and thank God for it. Just a few minutes. Lift your hand. Go ahead and thank God. Now I want you to talk to him. I'll never see Christmas the same. I'll never see no birthday, no holiday, nothing else the same. I want you to be the Lord of everything happening in my life. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Whew. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, go ahead and thank Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy. Y'all get ready to sing. Y'all know what y'all gonna do. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Lord, it would be about an hour when we get out of here. Be to glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.